Previously on Hippo Juice.
Were there any cables like holding on to you when you jumped off, or you just straight up jumped off?
No, but I did have a...
Was there a stunt double for that?
No.
Why didn't you improvise?
It had to be like
Tom Cruise, that bitch.
You should have done a backflip off of that truck.
Yeah.
That would have been hot.
Yeah, dude, if you would have done a backflip, everyone would have known you as, oh, remember that guy that did a backflip?
Yeah, but John needs a stunt double to do that.
I am a stunt double. But you can't do a backflip. I have never, hold on. I'm not going to get into this fight with you, but I know.
What, Royce?
Come on.
Royce? I can't. I'm losing it.
Oh, not again.
No, you don't know what I'm thinking about.
I don't even know why.
You don't know what I'm thinking about.
You know what the thing is, that John is so stubborn, he will end up in the hospital with a broken neck trying to do a backflip.
God, I hope so.
I'm only laughing because I just imagine John is in the truck. They say action. He turns around. They say cut. Then they take John off. They put someone else in to do the backflip.
Just like a black woman. Who looks nothing like him.
But the thing is, John had like 5 seconds as it was, and they used 3 seconds of it for a stunt double for the stunt double.
No, what I was imagining was John was gonna get that flash band to 10 minutes in the future with an ice pack on his head.
What?
I don't know.
I'm glad they find it funny.
Hey, Royce just died.
I'm seriously only laughing because he's crying.
Yeah, he had a system shutdown.
Royce is having a goddamn stroke.
He's okay, making buddy? Me laugh.
I'm picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
This summer, one group will change all that you know about the internet. They came to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and they're all out of gum. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
But the phone itself is radiation.
You're a phone!
Starring Ryan.
Gays are like smoking, drinking, or cars. They don't kill people, but they lead to things that kill you.
John.
In personal life, everyone already knows that I was attempted at rape.
Marie.
Oh, no, this is my new porn.
Royce.
You know, I was honestly turned on by Hanson when I thought the drummer was a girl.
Sean.
I'm used to having these big black things in front of my mouth.
Chickens. And producer Dutch.
Oh, Mike, you're the one who spawned those girls. Oh, my God.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
And we are live on Hippo Juice Show, numbers 954-573-2780. That's 954-573-2780.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Today's a very, very special Hippo Juice
Why?
Show. Why? Well, as you guys know, we
Royce
are...
Royce is out of the closet.
February
yes!
is in full swing.
Woohoo!
And Royce jumped ship.
You did. As you guys know, we are in the Shorty Awards, and we are now in fourth place.
That's how I know this has no credibility.
For the thank you, Ryan. But for the listeners who did vote for us, I will tell you that we did promise that in fifth place we would do a drunk bikini show. So Marie is drinking and in a bikini.
Woo!
So Marie Yay! Is drinking and Royce is in a bikini.
There it is. Uh-huh. And we have a stand-up wax down coming up today.
All right.
For those of you who don't know what a stand-up wax down is.
John is going to stand up with a microphone and tickle your proverbial funny
now,
bone.
You know a lot of good jokes are coming because John wrote down jokes on four envelopes because we didn't have paper.
Four envelopes.
So he wrote on the back of envelopes.
Because I couldn't find beer napkins.
Paper.
Are you going to mail these out?
I'm going to mail them out to don't all
read,
our lucky
don't
winners.
Don't read his jokes.
Yeah, don't read them.
I can't read his handwriting, first of all, but still, well, you
Marie
should mail
can't
those.
Read.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dutch.
So,
I think I've read enough stories to prove that fact.
The stand-up wax on his, John, for those who know, is very, very hairy. We will be putting hot wax strips all over his body. And every time he bombs, we're going to rip one off.
So pretty much every time.
Yeah. And also, Nathan is going to be on his way to record it with his great camera. Now, I've always wanted to do this.
A guy?
a guy. We also have two guys at the same time, like like I'm skiing. So
I don't think you've been skiing.
See, look, think of the hand motion. Think of the hand motions when you're skiing. See what I'm doing?
No, you're illusion because you had somebody's cock up your ass.
Okay. Anyway, what? See,
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
All right. You know, out of out of context. We'll also have Sean calling in with updates.
He's on right now.
He is on a bus on his way to California. Sean, are you on?
Didn't he leave like 5 days ago?
Sean, did you die of dysentery? Have you died of dysentery? Have you died of dysentery yet?
No, I have not gotten dysentery yet. I'm not on the Oregon Trail, Royce.
Where are you?
Did you get the oxen instead of the horses? Because you know they last a lot
longer. That's the mistake. Sometimes you get the horses. Dutch, exactly.
But you get more points if you become the carpenter instead of the banker.
Now, why did you
take... Don't even bother shooting the squirrels because they gave you no food.
And nothing. Why did you take a bus like a homeless person? You couldn't get an airplane like an adult?
And you should have caulked your wagon instead of waiting 3 days for the tide to go in.
You didn't ford the river?
Nope, didn't
ford
it.
So where are you right now, Sean?
He Chevied it.
I just got into New Orleans.
You're in New Orleans.
You were gone for 2 days and you've only gotten to Louisiana?
You're in the Big Easy, huh?
Did you pull your Chevy to the levee?
How many times do they stop for potty breaks?
No, the levee's dry.
So how is it in the Windy City?
No, that's Chicago, Royce.
I'm pretty sure it's New Orleans.
I mean, there's black people in Chicago.
There you go. Same thing. Listen, how's it going out there? Is you sitting next to cool people next to you?
No. It's not too bad right now.
Who's sitting next to you?
I'm assuming somebody who has drugs, because anybody who takes a bus has drugs.
But then they get kicked off.
I would hope so.
That's the only reason they don't take planes.
Who's sitting next to you right now, Sean?
Nobody. I'm sitting here in the seat by myself, having a good old time, just stretching out my long, lanky.
Why are you by yourself? No one wants to sit next to you?
He's a ghoul.
Maybe I smell. I don't know.
Is there people in your general vicinity?
Genitals.
If you saw that lurch-like idiot, like, offhanded, would you sit next to him?
No.
A Greyhound bus, he'd be the nicest-looking guy, so probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's a Greyhound?
I'm sure I'm Sean. That runs around in circles, John.
No, he said Hund. That doesn't exist.
Oh. Attila the Hund?
Sharp as
Attila the Hun. I watched it.
If we had to guess the percentage, what percentage is of African American persuasion on that bus?
Probably about 40.
Wow.
Really? What's the other 60%? White trash.
Yeah.
Well, no. There's about 20% of that. And then I'd say the other 40% of that is...
The other 40% is because the prison bus was full.
Yeah. Hey,
wait, hold on. How long have you been on this bus?
7 days.
I left last night at 7 o'clock Eastern time. I had, this is ridiculous, 2 hours layover in Orlando. 2 hour layover in Tallahassee. And then we got to Mobile and they were messing around in Mobile and we were stuck there for like an hour.
So you're complaining because you decided to take a bus and it's taking long?
What?
No, not at all.
Did you just
actually
fly one way Southwest? Isn't there like $90 tickets or something like that?
No, not for me.
How much was the bus ticket then? If it's taking you all the way to California.
$7,000?
No,
for some reason,
only, $125.
Well, but then you have to factor in all the food and everything and all the days it's going to take. Dude, you're going to end up paying way more.
Well, that's a good thing. He doesn't have anything to rush over there to, so he can take his time.
Seriously. And ramen noodles are cheap.
Yep.
Yeah.
50 cents.
What have you been surviving on? What kind of snacks?
Just truck stop food, like hot dogs and hamburgers and fries and stuff like that.
Where do you shit?
Men's cocks.
Whatever. Greyhound station. I actually haven't done that yet.
You haven't shat in a man's cock?
No, I've done that.
Is there a bathroom on the bus, but they don't let you go number two on it?
Oh, God.
No, there is, but I wouldn't do that.
No.
Well, you know, I'm glad that your homeless adventures are keeping us up. Do us a favor. Call us again like in 20 minutes and let us know if you're out of Louisiana.
There's no way that's going to happen. I'm in New Orleans, so they got to go all the way to Shreveport.
I don't know what a map looks like.
Stop.
Why don't you just hang out in New Orleans?
Like,
what about California makes you want to go all the way there? Just hang out in New Orleans.
Well, because he's a big Dr. Dre fan, Dutch.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Yeah. I actually know people in Los Angeles. I have friends there.
No, you don't.
And, I know it's hard to believe that I have friends, because you guys are my ragtag group of friends, and you guys barely like me.
No. Sorry, there's no confusion. We don't like you.
I don't know if we should use the word friend.
I love you.
Or like. Well, anyway, we have a show to do, Sean, so you call back later with an update. Now, don't get AIDS.
Again.
I'll do my best. I don't know if this syringe is supposed to be in the seat next to me, but...
Well, try it on. Try it on, and let me know how that goes.
You seriously are the bottom of the barrel of human beings.
Jesus, dude.
Wow.
And we know Mersh.
He's got a point there. He's fair, but he's got a point.
That's not even fair. He went all... Okay, he went to New York.
He went in a bus, too. What is it with people that when they hang out with you, they just go completely broke and have to travel places in buses?
Because we like to travel the world.
Well, we Dutch, have an expensive
lifestyle. Dutch, I don't know if I told you last week about my pyramid scheme, 2x2. I'd like to sign you up.
2x2?
Okay, well, tell me more.
We'll see. Aren't you sick of using fast DSL and you want
Of course I am.
Don't you want something like dial-up?
Yes!
Perfect. You want to tie up your phone line and get on the internet? 2x2 is the answer, Dutch.
Thank God you came around.
All I need is a $10,000 deposit, and before you know it, you'll have a sports car.
Can I make it like 3 payments for that?
No. Well, no. Dutch, listen.
It's 3 payments of $10,000.
Oh.
At a very low price. And you're my friend, so I'm giving you the deal, Dutch.
Oh, okay.
And then later
it's
on...
It's normally 4 payments, but you're only giving me a 3.
Right. And then later on, you could just take a bus down here and hang out with us.
I don't know if I'll go through all that snow in Colorado right now.
No, yeah. It's melted out now.
Okay, this isn't the awesome show. Stop the weather talk, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Yeah. Well, bye.
Well, all right, guys. I'll holler at you later on.
See ya.
Bye.
All right.
Sean the other day texted me. He's like, did it stop snowing there? And I was like, yeah. And how and why do you know about the weather in my state? And he's like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll look at the weather. And, you know.
But like, specifically okay. Where you live.
He likes studying and reading up on things.
All right. Well, as we like to do every show, we like to begin with a reading from the Book of RoboCop.
Absolutely.
Right. And as we all pointed out, we're all a little sick of the song too, guys. So... we are looking for a different novelization to read, but this is so good because there's always
Send
gems.
Your suggestions to hippojuicefilm@yahoo.com.
Yes. Okay. John, are you ready?
Yes. This isn't funny, Clarence. I'm in deep shit thanks to you. Hey, you wanted dead cops all over old Detroit so you could sell your robot monster. I did the job. Now here's a deal. Man-made machine roaming in the streets, and now you want me to deal with it? No way. I am out of here, partner. Jones took one more persuasive tact. Hold on, Clarence. I didn't say it wouldn't be worth your while. Delta City begins construction in 2 months. 2 million workers will be there living in trailers. A lot of them will come to the city as residents. A whole new wave of customers for drugs, gambling, prostitution. Delta City will be virgin territory for the man who knows how to open it up to new markets.
All hail RoboCop.
All hail RoboCop.
All hail you. So, yes, thank you for the reading of the Book of RoboCop. We have so much to do.
Woo. Yeah, not really.
No, we actually do.
We do, shut up!
Pittsburgh basketball game marred by horrible racist banana suit monkey chants.
Really?
Vile racism raised its ugly head during a boys' basketball game near Pittsburgh on Friday when fans of a nearly all-white suburban school ran onto the court in banana suits and made monkey noises to taunt the players for their players of their rivals. We play for a school which is predominantly African-American. As reported by a variety of Pittsburgh media outlets, the Mohsen Valley Independent and WPXI, prominent among them, the annual basketball rivalry game between Pittsburgh and Brentwood High.
Hey, guys, I go there.
turn extremely ugly when two teams tried to head to their respective locker rooms for halftime. Before the players could leave the floor, the fans from the visiting Brentwood student section ran out to the court in full-body banana suits. The fans surrounded the Montanese players and allegedly... Oh, no, it's banana phone.
Ring, 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 ring. banana phone.
Who's playing banana phone? I was appalled and shocked. Montez parent Terry, you got to lower a little bit. I was appalled and shocked. Montez parent Terry Payne told WPXI. I was like, I can't believe they're doing that, and they didn't do anything about it. Disturbingly, other Montez parents claimed that the Brentwood players hurled similar racist Yeah, but okay, here's the thing.
Can't believe they did that in that state?
Okay, Pittsburgh. Yes. First off, you know the black team won. Who won the game? It had to be the black team. Meanwhile, Valley Independent staff writer Jeremy Swallow claimed that the Brentwood director of security, Joseph Kozarni, who was on duty at the game, refused to intervene, and instead sitting back and at one point smiling and laughing with the fans.
So but is it really racist if everyone who lives in the community is white? Isn't that just jokes then?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. But if everyone's laughing,
Is it high school or collegiate?
It was high school.
So who gives a shit?
And I don't know what collegiate is. Is that like collegiate? Instead of college?
No, it's you're allergic to colleges.
I got it. Oh, that sucks that you're collegiate. I once had a friend who was collegiate. You got to take pills for it.
You guys are assholes.
You're the one that's collegiate.
You said it.
Not me.
Whatever.
We're very understanding for people
that
have...
Do you break out in hives at all?
I'm not going
to
answer
that. They have colleges without lactose now. You go to those, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah, like almond milk.
Ew.
Rice milk.
Yeah.
Ew. So delicious.
Why? All right. By the way, we have to talk about some of it. Yeah, the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Woo! Yay.
But what was interesting was, God, it's so funny with the commercials, guys.
They weren't as funny as all the other years.
It's halftime in America.
Oh,
that was a great commercial from Clint Eastwood.
I'm Batman.
Was he running for president or was he selling cars?
I don't know what Clint Eastwood was talking about, but I'm going to listen to him because that guy, anything he says is just accurate.
We're gonna bring back America into the industry. People getting their jobs in Detroit.
Was I the only one expecting him to blame the gooks towards the end of it?
Just get the stupid gook car makers out of this country.
I was ready just getting my gun.
Delta City is going to bring 2 million jobs to Detroit. We're going to kick old Detroit out of there.
I don't think that was a commercial he did.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yes, it was about Detroit and car making, and it was halftime in America. He's getting a lot of crap.
Why?
For the commercial. I don't know. They say it's politically based, but he says it wasn't politically based. It was just about America.
I'm Clint Eastwood, and I approve this message.
Tom Brady's beautiful wife said that told Tom Brady, it's not your fault. You can't catch and fucking throw the ball, too. Blaming the receivers.
A good quarterback could.
Wear your whore makeup, you whore.
Right. Brandon Jacobs was nothing but the high road. The New York Giants running back ripped Giselle. How do you pronounce the last name?
Giselle Bundchen.
Bundchen on Tuesday for comments.
Bunchhausen.
That the supermodel made defending her husband, Tom Brady, after the Super Bowl. She just needs to continue to be cute and shut up.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
the victorious Jacob told reporters.
What the hell do models know about football anyway?
Nothing.
First of all, if you saw the video, she was walking away and some drunk dude was heckling her going, you know, Manning owns your husband or whatever. Her back was to whoever it was that was filming. She wasn't doing it on camera.
Yeah.
And she was just venting to her friend because she just watched her husband lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what the hell?
He's already won three other ones.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's Wes Welker's fault that he got a safety, his first offensive play.
All right. Yeah. And it also, by the way,
it's like 2 points.
Ryan's right, though, Dutch. It's not Jim Kelly who went to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row and couldn't win. It's Tom Brady.
4 years in a row.
You're right. That makes it so much sadder.
Yes, it really does.
I even remember the game where they were up at like 40 in the third and lost. It was just, they're so bad.
AFC was despicable, the fact that they kept going back every year.
Yeah, so he's won enough. I get it. And now at least maybe people will give Eli a little bit more due. He doesn't suck.
No. Nope.
Hairdo.
He doesn't suck.
He's not Peyton.
But see, that's the...
But he's better because he has 2 Super Bowls.
Exactly.
And he has a stronger neck.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. He's not Peyton Manning.
And he's not going to be slightly above average for the Dolphins when they pick him up. Now the Colts have Andrew Luck. Because that's what's going to happen.
But if you look at history, like every time the Dolphins pick up like a notable player, they either retire, move.
What are you talking about? Dante Culpepper? Okay, name five other. Vince Carter? Okay, fine. Three more.
Junior Seau.
Okay, fine. Two more.
Bob Greasy.
Okay, one more.
Bob Greasy's actually pretty good.
Wes Welker left. He didn't want to be good for us. He was on our team. We had Wes Welker, and he left.
Wait, what about
Brandon Marshall? Does great during the fucking Pro Bowl, but he can't do shit.
What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? He scored 100 points in a single game.
Okay,
I did do that.
Yeah, but that's you're thinking of the wrong Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Look at his name.
I get it, but that's,
look at his name.
There was a running back.
Argument's done. I won.
It's a very common.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is his name.
Very common Muslim.
Very
name.
Uncommon name. I think Allah
that's
Akbar.
That's like John Smith.
What? No.
That's Muslim
racist
version of
Halalala Akbar would be more common than.
How do you
spell that?
Halalala Akbar.
How do you spell that?
Allah Allah Akbar.
That's a letter.
Yeah, just drink a quart of milk and eat a block of cheese.
And Ricky Williams retired, another notable Dolphin player that left.
Yeah, who was on the Ravens.
Yeah. But listen, I was going for the Giants because I cannot root for Tom Brady.
I can't.
I just can't. Mm-mm. It's impossible.
Well, it's like rooting for Florida State.
By the way, I was talking to Jason earlier today, our good friend Hollywood Helllegs, and he was in Vegas when the Super Bowl was going on. And I asked him, I go, well, you could bet on just about anything. I go, did you bet on the coin toss? And he goes, you know what? He goes, they didn't bet on the coin toss, but what I did bet on is they were taking an over and under, and it was a minute and 13 seconds to a minute and 30 how long Kelly Clarkson would sing the national anthem for. That was a real betting thing in Vegas.
Did he win?
Yep.
Kelly Cartman, and then the
no,
guy
he lost.
The guy
he
that won fat, the guy that won $50,000 because
he
called
good though
because he called the first play was a safety.
Uh huh.
There's a guy bet on that.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Yeah, I read that too.
I actually have a list of some of the bets.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Vegas had going. So one was the how long will it take Kelly Clarkson to sing the national anthem?
Right.
As an over and under.
I thought she did a pretty good job.
I said 5 minutes because I thought she was going to take a snack break in between.
No, Jessica Simpson's way fatter.
Yeah, but she's pregnant.
Yeah,
but
John,
it looks like
you're confusing fat with pregnant.
No, but she was fat to begin with. It looks like she cloned herself and then ate her clone, and now she's gonna be like birth
dear
her clone.
God, what is that thing?
Thank you, Carrie Elwes.
Another one again was there's like a couple Kelly Clarksons. Will Kelly Clarkson forget or omit a word during the national anthem?
No.
Will Kelly Clarkson's bare belly be showing when she sings the national anthem?
Why in the world would that happen?
Not. Have you not seen her?
I would have taken that bet. No.
How many times will Peyton Manning be shown on TV during
None.
The game?
None. It was
he wasn't
zero
there at all.
How many times will how do you say her last name?
Giselle. But by the way,
can
we all agree that she's a butterface?
Probably.
She's really not. She's not pretty
face
wise.
Royce is pretty good with these
she's
comparisons.
She's all right, but she's
her
not
face
great
face
wise. Come
face
on.
Is fine.
I would do butterface.
Girls would say that. Sorry. Next.
Be shown on TV during the game. What color will the Gatorade be that is dumped on the head coach of the winning team?
Blue.
Or
ooh,
liquid?
Yellow.
No, it was blue.
I thought it was purple.
It was blue.
I know. I'm saying I would have bet on yellow.
And you would have been wrong.
I know. That's why I didn't bet.
What will happen to the Dow Jones the day after the game?
Did it go up?
Why? These are the worst bets.
It will open and close.
And then the last one is what will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? The teammates, the coach, the family, God, owner, or does not thank anyone.
The 2012 Chevy Camaro.
Yeah.
Got me here.
I like the Dodge Durango.
I don't remember. What did he thank first?
This is
I don't know.
Really...
his giant, oversized, retarded kid football helmet, as if he didn't look retarded enough.
He really does have the humongous helmet. It's so big.
He looks like an orange on a toothpick,
he
dude.
Really looks like Rick Moranis in Spaceballs.
But
like, yeah. It's like he asked for a football helmet five sizes too big so he could stuff it with insulation.
That's because he has all those plays that the coach
no,
gives him for
not,
practice.
That's not
and
how it
in
works.
In his head, so he knows plays like right off the bat.
John, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. Your brain is and grow when you learn things.
He is that smart, though. He won a Super Bowl?
No, he just likes listening to his Dre beats while he plays football under his helmet.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true, Ryan.
Or is maybe, there a reason? Because he doesn't have like an abnormally sized... I mean, his ears are huge, but his head isn't that big. Like,
children, I
why,
can't help
why
that.
Is his helmet that big?
You have to look at his shoe size.
What does that mean?
That was Rondo. Hi.
Is Rondo out for February?
Rondo, the sports analyst, yes.
Rondo, did you lose your job?
Yeah, I did. It's okay.
Did you get bitter at all when you found out that Tom Brady got married to Gisele Bündchen?
Oh, yes. But at first, I thought that she was like a girl, but turned into a dude. But then I found out that that was just a girl.
Oh,
like,
no, your
oh
voice
God.
Got a lot higher. If I remember correctly, you were a lot
He doesn't remember
I just
do
had
it.
A colonoscopy.
Oh, well, okay. I guess that makes sense because that normally changes your voice.
It changes mine.
No, it does. It does. You're right. So who were you going for, Dutch?
I didn't care. I hate both teams.
I was going for Bud Light.
But you have to
My
hate
buddy
the
Josh
Pats
had
more.
$400 on the Patriots, though.
Good. I'm glad he lost.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch like the Puppy Bowl or no?
Ryan, yes! I told you the Pinchers were going to win. You never listened to me.
I don't know.
They were practicing really hard.
No, actually, I didn't watch the Puppy Bowl. But yeah,
more like the Chokerman Pinchers.
Oh.
I'm going to smash a bottle over
By
your
the
head.
Way.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Marie, do you have the list of the top 10 commercials? I wanted to discuss something.
That's
from
Marie.
Them.
What?
The commercials. Top 10 commercials. There's a list of them.
Please play that again.
Play it again.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
That's the best sound clip I've ever heard.
I updated my board.
Yay. I did not like that. Everyone was going crazy over the Jerry Seinfeld commercial. I didn't think it was funny at all.
No, but that's a sweet-ass looking Acura. That's a goddamn shirt.
No, the NSX, yeah, it is.
Was it $500,000?
Something ridiculous, I'm sure.
Okay, I can do that.
No, you can't.
I own a Lexus, so after I do my Lexus, I'll have high enough credit that I can put a down payment
do
and own a Lexus.
Do you really think working at GameStop you could finance a $500,000 car?
I don't know. I'm driving a Lexus now.
Yeah, John...
Where's your Lexuses? I don't see
really
any Lexuses.
Love that Lexus, don't you? Isn't it like a 1982 Lexus?
No, what? 2008.
Yeah, what the
what?
Hell?
It's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
It is nice, but the back seat is not roomy.
No, because you know I'm not supposed to have the back seat in people's there too long.
That was
$328,000.
That's not bad.
All right, so I have the commercials.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Do you want me to play them?
No,
or just
I want
talk
you to name
them,
and I'll tell you to play them if they're worth it.
Okay, well, the number one was the Barkside,
what
the
is
2012
that?
Volkswagen Game Day commercial, which was my favorite, and I posted it on Facebook. You know why it was my favorite?
The dog.
Star Wars.
Wait for it.
That was the only one that didn't bother me. They all sucked. And I've seen like half of the commercials before the Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah.
This is surprising because usually things don't really get to you, right?
Well, look how cute they are. They're barking to Star Wars. They're in tune. How many times did they have to train for this?
They had to put down five dogs.
It's called editing, Marie.
No.
I like the OK
there's
Go.
There's not a
Marie,
dog chorus.
Marie, what about this?
There's not a dog cappella?
Marie, but what about this?
Dog cappella?
There's not dog cappella? That's not a thing?
It's nice to know the Jingle Bell dogs are getting work.
Yep.
By the way, we came up with a brilliant idea and we want to pass it along to you guys.
Jingle Bell Cats.
Well, you're close, Ryan. You're very
close.
You're
actually
close.
Really close.
Very close. We want to, since we haven't made videos in a while, we didn't want to make a video that was a commercial for a Maurice Katz Does the Classics.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be classic rock songs. You know what, Kat? Let me finish.
You should do an example.
Let me finish, Kat. That cat is getting increasingly negative.
No, cat will never say yes.
We'll never back down.
Anything.
No. And it will be. All right. You know what? I'm getting really sick of this goddamn cat.
Do we have an example for him?
No, we don't.
Aww. All right. Well, I got an example. Here's a classic song for you. All right. So, Maurice Cat sings the classics. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow 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 meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow me
place.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, this is happening. This is happening.
No.
This really is the worst show. The worst podcast. There's not a worse show than this.
Anyway.
You're terrible.
Yeah, and it's pretty much like that, but a lot of classic songs.
I was thinking for the cover of my video, it would be me in a turtleneck holding my cat.
I think that'll be great. Ryan, can you make all these songs?
Yes. Actually, I put my songs that are being produced for Johnny Five in the Dropbox if you care to play them.
Oh, boy.
By the way, did he,
I don't.
How did you do in that contest?
Well, it's still ongoing, so you bastards vote, will you?
Okay, which one should I play, Ryan?
Well, none of them have words yet. I put them there because you wanted to hear them. I don't know if you wanted to play them on the show
Fuck
or not.
Fuck it. They're Let's hear instrumentals. I want to hear your fat beats. Which one should I play?
My favorite one is, it's none of them have real names. It's just called Chopped because I chopped the hell out of a track. It'll kick in.
Breakdown.
And then
very Christmassy.
It's a very,
you know what it reminds me of?
I requested a very old school hip hop sounding beat.
It reminds me of the Heineken commercial with the Galaxy Band.
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Ryan, perfect. That's exactly how the song goes.
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop. Not everything.
No.
Forget it. I'm taking these beats back from Johnny Five. I'm just going to let Marie make cat noises on them.
I told you guys. We can make money if we do this right.
I'm already planning 5 albums.
5?
Yes.
An LP.
That's a lot of albums.
An LP, no, an EP, and a PP.
5 albums just for this year. I mean, really, it's not that hard to write words to this stuff.
All you gotta do is meow over the word. It's pretty simple.
Like the chipmunks. You just sing a song and just, like, you know, kick yourself in the nuts.
I can crank out a whole bunch.
Okay.
I could see Marie just waking up in the middle of the night with glasses on, writing meow on a notepad so she doesn't forget.
I had a dream. This will be perfect for a song.
I got it. Meow switch.
All right. FBI busts Brooklyn teacher's aide for allegedly making child porn with students.
Oh, allegedly.
There is no way Sean got to Brooklyn already. A teacher's aide at Brooklyn school was arrested again yesterday by FBI and charged with making a child pornography video of students he was assaulting at the grade school.
Grade school?
Wait, arrested again?
Where
meaning he already did this?
Nathan! Stop it. This is why you keep getting molested.
Where he worked, authorities said today. After his first arrest in mid-January, Brooks allegedly confessed that he had assembled more than 1,000 pornographic images of young children on his computer, according to the report filed in Brooklyn.
1,000?
1,000.
Like, after, like, 15, like, then you run out of angles?
Maybe it's...
No, but Ryan, after that, you got to change it to, like, taupe and sienna and fish lenses.
No, you're thinking of Crayolas.
Well, let's think. A little fireman, a little police officer.
Naughty schoolgirls.
That's too old.
Spaceman.
I guess spaceman.
Army
space
man.
Boys.
Milkman.
A little cheerleader.
First off, no one's going to let a kid go to space.
How do you know that?
Okay.
Ooh, a little gladiator.
A little gladiator.
This is my penis!
Don't do that.
A little cowboy. That's
awkward.
They're a great teacher.
Why are we coming up with suggestions for pedophile
a
pictures?
A little bunny!
Hold on. We're not coming up with suggestions.
What
we're
about
coming
a kid
up,
in a little bunny
we're
suit?
We're just trying to figure out how 1,000 were made without getting bored. That's all.
Royce, he was third grade, so you know.
Okay. Brooks also...
Around the 500s, there was the Disney series.
Okay. I would like to see his take on Aladdin.
I don't even... I'm reading this, and, like, this is dark even for us.
Brooks also informed the FBI that he was employed as a teacher's aide at PS 243.
I'm sorry, can we call it FBI?
Okay.
Because I'm in a fast-paced world.
FBI?
And I can't...
Okay, well, I think FBI is faster than saying FBI.
I can't take the time to say FBI.
Known as the Weeksville School in Crown Heights, a video seized from the home shows him spanking one student and inappropriately touching another. The Fed said... This guy's fucking sicko.
Turn over like a 16-year-old and take it!
Wow.
Is there an appropriate way for a teacher to...
A photographer... posted on Brooks' blog. He had a blog?
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's the mistake.
Oh.
Brooks' Little Miracles. .edu.ny.org.
.edu, it's not a school. Oh, I guess
it was at school.
Jesus. Yeah, but I don't think preschools or elementary schools can get an EDU. I think it's just colleges.
A photograph posted on
preschool. When he was done, he had to rename it Freak School.
Oh,
get ready for this. This is great.
More like pedo school.
I don't know if this is great. This is molestation.
This guy's weird. Look how weird he is. Photograph posted on Brooks' blog on the PS243 website showed him dressed up as the Easter Bunny and surrounded by young children.
I know where he hit the eggs.
Did his dong look like a carrot?
I don't know. This is a real news story. Do you think they're going to mention his dong?
Maybe. They might. If they're accurate, they hit the hard-hitting facts.
Here it is. His dong did look like a carrot.
It did?
No.
Why you gotta tease me like that?
Allegedly. That's what Brooks said.
7 years ago.
City Education Department officials suspended Brooks without pay. Oh, without pay?
Without pay.
Immediately after his initial arrest on January 13th. He has worked for the City Education Department since 1995 and has been assigned the Weeksville School since 2001, officials said. The school's chancellor went to...
Chancellor?
Yeah,
they have schools have chancellors.
Yes, yes. It's no.
Yeah, from the monarchy.
That's not
of education.
Went to the schools this afternoon to be briefed by the situation. Department of Education boss Dennis Walcott later said in a statement, "As chancellor and as a father, I'm horrified and disgusted at the charge." No one's on the opposite side of that. No one's going to say, "Yeah, we're for this dude."
Maybe the chancellor.
The chancellor became the emperor and then built a Death Star.
When did you guys get this story? Yesterday, today, or when did you pull it up?
I pulled it yesterday. 2 days ago, okay. Right?
February 7th.
Yesterday.
Okay, there's an update. February 8th.
Okay.
Oh, my God. The scandal embroiling an elementary school where two teachers were arrested last week on lewdness charges. Wine and whatever. Here we go. They found 200 more inappropriate photos of children. And that one teacher sent warmly written with birthday cards and presents to students who participated in his, quote, games. The case of a third grade teacher accused of feeding children his own semen in bizarre tasting games in his classroom over a 5-year period has garnered international headlines.
Gobble
and this
ghost.
Is on ABC News, by the
that
way.
That is disgusting.
Well, didn't we talk about one time where you could buy semen shots at a bar?
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty.
No, but this was his own in what they call, quote, bizarre tasting games in his classroom.
Was he selling them or giving them away?
How long did he have to save up for a whole classroom?
Well, I mean, they're little.
And he's been doing this since 95.
I hope that
that is disgusting. Honestly, if he was there for 6 years and nobody caught this weirdo,
I hope
none of the kids told their parents or.
I hope that he was storing the semen properly because that spoils fast.
What? I mean, I don't think that's the point of this story.
There's no shelf life on semen.
There's probably a shelf life in the taste of semen.
What could... No.
I mean, you want it fresh.
Well, you said it like it was fact. Now you're saying probably.
Here's the question. How does every parent not kill this guy? Seriously, like, is he in police protection?
Maybe that or they don't know where he lives.
Because they'll kill him.
Yeah, they would. I would. Yeah.
I mean, I'd kill him.
Yeah, I'd help you.
You'd have to kill the guy, right?
Question.
Yes.
Answers.
When he signed up to be a teacher at this school, did he specifically sign something that says, teachers do not use semen in lessons?
I don't think that you need to do that.
Well, would you like
you
me
do.
To read some?
Yes.
Because he wrote birthday cards, love letters, emails, all this crap to all of his students.
Go for it.
Here's one of them. According to three lawsuits filed against the district Tuesday, teacher Mark Brent sent birthday cards to some of the girls asking how they were adjusting to the fourth grade. He also wrote warm notes such as, quote, "Surely no teacher could ever have a more wonderful student than you, !!! And PPS, the roaches say hi."
You said pee-pee.
What do you mean the roaches say hi?
I guess it's an inside joke. The cards were provided as exhibits in the lawsuits, which were filed on behalf of three former students of Brent. I can't keep saying this name.
Without Royce saying
guys,
something.
Guys, I don't get it. Like, so upset about. I'm just trying to care for my students.
We guys play fun games. I don't know why you guys make it all perverted and stuff. So weird.
Brent gave a girl a CD dated February 12, 2010, writing on it, "Happy 9th B-Day. Hope you enjoy the song."
All my Justin Bieber jams. What's wrong with that?
That includes tracks such as "Never on Sunday" and "Get Along with You."
And don't forget, I also put "New Radicals." You always get what you give. My favorite song.
I also put the entire album of Raffi on it.
That's my B-side.
Don't worry, guys. I close with banana phone.
Really gets their panties wet is Raffy.
More like their onesies.
Sorry, go ahead.
You see what I did there?
We're going to hell.
Keep reading, Ryan.
Okay, here we go.
If you can try.
Sheriff's investigators, meanwhile, said Wednesday they have found 200 additional photos they believe were taken by Brent, who is accused of committing lewd acts on 23 children from 2005 to 2010.
I'm not sure what they were doing on my hard drive.
More like my thop drive.
The photos were found late last week at the same pharmacy where a photo lab technician had first noticed odd pictures.
He went to develop old picture. What an idiot.
Wait, so I don't know if you mentioned this before, but he got caught because he was using disposable Kodak cameras and he was taking them to CVS to get developed.
It's because my Polaroid ran out of cartridges.
I gave that guy a $20 handshake. I thought he would be able to develop them for me under, you know, the radar.
Do you know how expensive Polaroid replacements are?
Yeah, you can't get them anywhere at Urban Outfitters.
Polaroid. What an idiot. And he was there for, like, what, you said 6 years?
Yep. From 2005 to 2000.
Is that fucking reckless about, like, if you're going to be a pedophile, first of all, stop hoarding. You always hear these pedophiles.
Don't help them, Dutch.
Spread the wealth. 3 million pictures were found.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys.
Why are they saving this?
Guys, this is on ABC News, okay? So this isn't FARC, and I'm not making this up, and I don't want to read this, but I guess I kind of have to.
Yeah, FARC.
Like the other pictures, the photos show children aged 6 to 10 blindfolded and being fed a milky white liquid authorities believe was semen on spoons or cookies.
I thought it smelled weird, and I just wanted to get their opinion on it.
You said on a cookie?
Yes, on spoons or cookies.
Oh. Wait, whoa. Before you cringe, chocolate or white chocolate macadamia nut?
Brent, 61, taught for 32 years at the South Los Angeles School. That's why Sean's
I
going
like to
there.
Say that I'm 51 because I feel like I'm 51.
And they say 61's the new 51.
It totally is.
I'm 21 with 41 years experience. Yeah.
Did you guys... Did he say you're 21 John, with 41 years of experience?
I'm 62.
Well,
either way, it was hilarious.
I am a first grade teacher. It doesn't know I know arithmetic.
Did you read that on a shirt in Key West?
I did.
Yes, actually, we did.
I did.
We did read that in Key West. Did we tell you that we went to Key West?
I know you guys went.
For dinner?
The school was... They fired the entire school. You know that?
Wow, really?
Jesus. Everybody, 120 member staff, from janitors to principal, was all replaced.
Wait,
the janitors?
Why was everyone fired?
Maybe they were all covering for this dude.
Yep.
Because there was two teachers who got arrested, and it went on for so many years that I don't know. They don't know who knew what. So,
but what if
the school was closed Tuesday and Wednesday and will reopen with employees hired from a list of recently laid off workers.
Craigslist.
The old employees will be based at a nearby school under construction as they undergo interviews in the district investigation as to how the alleged acts went undefeated.
They're going
to
look in the M for C section. But, like, why wouldn't they? But
that's male for child sex.
If he's doing all these acts outside of school, why would everyone else get in trouble? Because no one is going to, I don't know.
Maybe other people. Look, if they fired everyone, something happened. I mean, they're not just going to fire everybody.
There was some kind of a cover-up, and I think that they were, like, you know, they don't want to have the whole Penn State thing. But you said it's an elementary school. It's not
worse.
That is sick.
It's a PS, so it's like in like the ghetto.
This is worse.
How
at
is
least
this worse than ass rape?
I'll explain.
Oh, I don't know.
This is worse because at least Penn State won some fucking championship games.
Yes.
Hey-o.
Yeah, back in the early 80s.
All right, well, fair enough.
Whatever.
Well,
Paterno was a bum.
What? Yeah, and he covered up child rape. Don't forget that. He did that. So everyone loves him, but he was an asshole. And he was a creep. And what he did... You know what? Whatever. Every time I see, oh, Paterno didn't know. Yeah, you know what? He was lucid enough to run an offense. You're lucid enough to fucking call the cops. How about that?
What was the end of that story there, Ryan? Like, aside from everybody getting fired,
happily ever after.
Everybody got fired, and he's going to trial now. So,
okay. Shit. When did they catch this guy?
They caught him. According to this, they caught him 2 weeks ago. And they just brought him in 3 days ago. And today they just found an additional 200 photos at the same pharmacy where he got his other pictures developed.
Why would he go to the he's old. I guess that makes sense. The guy doesn't know about putting things in your computer.
But how about a digital camera?
No.
Even a camera phone.
On a teacher's aid
love
salary?
The fact that he's using disposable cameras.
Because he's a teacher's aid. He doesn't have that kind of money to blow.
He probably thought... that, well, he won't get caught because nothing's digital. I'll just use a burn camera. Oh, you idiot. That had to be developed at Eckerd Drugs.
A burn camera?
I'm surprised he was there for six. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm just surprised he was there for 6 years and was this dumb and got away with it for so long.
It's because he was dumb. That's why.
There you go.
And maybe the school's covering up for him. I mean, they wouldn't fire an entire staff for that.
The staff didn't get fired. They're building a new school, and that staff, they're all being interviewed by the district attorney. So really? Anyone who's clear is going to start working at this new school.
All right. Yeah, and people in the chat room want to see this guy die painfully and slowly.
Agreed.
Which we have to agree with that. I mean,
castrate Jesus. Him.
Whatever happened to public hangings?
Trying to help.
All right.
Seriously, public hangings. Bring them back.
Let me. Another reason why
public enemy.
Why New York is weird. Mother files $900 trillion with a T, $1 trillion lawsuit against New York City for taking her kid away.
No, what? She doesn't.
Let me tell you why she's smart. Because then she'll go to court and say, "I'll settle for 10%."
She did like the Price is Right.
I want everybody to know that she. You can sit right there, Nate. The mic's
on. $1. Hi,
Nathan.
Hi, Nate. Nice bear devil shirt.
Thank you. Nice bikini.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So just keep in mind the $900 trillion lawsuit, the national debt's $14 trillion. So you get a perspective on how much that is.
Whoa, slow down. National debt?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there is that. Staten Island.
This woman who filed the lawsuit, does she not know that it's halftime in America?
No, she does not. She did not see the commercial.
I don't know what that means.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Staten Island. Staten Island. How weird. Staten Island. 46-year-old has filed a shocking $900 trillion federal lawsuit against the city of New York for placing her two children in a foster home over 3 years ago. In court documents filed last week, Ongunbayo.
Not going to work here no more.
has accused the Administration for Children's Services and city. Causing economic hardship, substantial economic injuries, and violating her and her children's civil rights. Her sons removed in June 2008 are now aged 16 and 13.
Why were they removed?
I'll say, according to Staten Island Advance, Miss Ongunbayo alleges that she and her children... Mrs. Oingo Boingo alleges she and her...
Hear
my dad in the background. Alleges she and her children have suffered over 3 years of terror, horror.
Driving a clown car?
Yeah. You better playing a harmonica.
Yeah, does he have an accordion? What
That's
was that?
That's the dog's chew toy.
Oh.
Grievous harm and has lost substantial economic hardship and injuries due to their separation. In removing the boys, the city contended Miss Oingo Boingo was mentally unstable. She was mentally unstable and refused treatment.
It's a dead man's party.
She allegedly suffered from hallucinations and delusions, and also left the boys at home alone for extended periods of time. So basically, she was
black.
Oh, it's not what I was going for.
Why does she? But responsible.
Why does she wait till now to do it if their kids got taken away years ago? Well, it takes a while to file a $900 trillion lawsuit.
Ugh.
A lot of paperwork involved, and I don't think she's going to win. I don't think New York has the money to pay.
Because you gotta. It's a party, but you gotta leave your body at the door.
What idiot lawyer took this up?
You mean what brilliant lawyer that now has media coverage everywhere?
Rodney Dangerfield.
I would have taken her. It wasn't Rodney Dangerfield.
So much media coverage, we don't know his name.
We don't know his name. I'm not sure what his name is. Maybe she did it herself. I don't know. It doesn't say here. But, you know, to be fair, $900 trillion is a fair amount to ask for a couple of years.
Doesn't exist.
It exists. The world's money altogether.
I mean, if you add up all the buildings that it costs to build New York, that's, you know, they got the money.
I don't think that's still, I don't even think
I
all the buildings.
I am now mayor of New York.
Brick by brick, they'll pay.
More like by the slice.
Brick by bill.
I don't think that's going to...
Yeah, I'm with Marie as far as bringing back the hanging thing, because someone ever used that stupid to do that.
Yep.
Is that what you
said? Yup.
She wants to bring back the hanging.
Why don't
we
bring back public hangings?
And we're just going to jump on that.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to side with you.
Right.
Because you want to hang people.
No, because I'm in a bikini and people listen to me when I'm wearing this.
She's got a point.
By the way, if you guys are listening to us on, you know, and you're not actually watching the video, go to, what is it? Ustream.tv.
And just search for
Hippo Juice.
Yeah. You'll find it.
Marie's half nude.
Yeah, just type stuff in.
Am I blocking you?
They finally put out
Okay, just making sure.
They finally put out a really I thought a really good trailer for the new Spider-Man movie. Has everybody seen it?
Haven't seen it.
Here's my problem.
Spider-Man.
Here's my problem.
Yes.
In the trailer, he's having dinner and with what's his name?
John Stacy's dad.
John Voight.
Yeah, fire guy, rescue me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
And he goes, you know, Gwen Stacy goes, yeah, he lives with his aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. What? His uncle's supposed to be dead. How's he living with his
Hold
aunt and uncle?
Hold on. I'll explain. Wait. Can I explain?
No.
You're not allowed. No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed.
Unless your explanation is the next line of the movie is going to be, shh, don't say that. His uncle's dead.
Well,
that's a sore topic. Don't bring that up at the dinner table.
What happened was...
Come on, Gwen Stacy. That's too soon. Then it's acceptable.
Peter Parker borrowed the Babe Ruth baseball
and
from Dennis Leary and went to go play
peppers.
In the Sandlot.
Oh, no, that's a different movie.
Are you sure?
And he had to get the PF Flyer so he can run out
right.
Babe Ruth.
Peter the Jet Rodriguez.
Read your comic book, guys. Come on.
Do you want me to play the trailer or does
Maybe
it not?
Hold on, Nate. What if he went to go have dinner with them before he became Spider-Man?
Like, while they're having dinner, his uncle dies?
It's like, no. Oh, by the way. No, because he had the wrestle bone saw.
As long as the uncle's dead.
What if it was before he became Spider-Man when he's having dinner with Gwen Stacy? Is that possible?
No, because while they're having dinner, they talk about the police. They talk about Spider-Man.
I got you. Okay, okay.
And they're like, well, maybe he's doing what the police can't do.
Okay, fair enough.
He says it with that attitude.
Right, he does say kind of angry. He really does.
I don't know why he's so angry.
Which, by the way, right there, Dennis Leary should go... You're obviously Spider-Man. I mean, you obviously are Spider-Man.
Pick up my DVD, rescue me.
Yeah.
You just like a plug.
He's not plugging his movies.
What else is he doing? He doesn't do stand-up.
He gets paid a lot of money.
He never did stand-up.
Yeah, no. He did Bill Hicks stand-up.
It's probably why Dennis Leary brought up the uncle, because now he knows he's Spider-Man. He's obviously Spider-Man. I'm going to bring up a source topic. Because you know,
maybe the uncle was dead already. Maybe he didn't know. Like you said, maybe the next lines are, shh.
So just died yesterday.
In like the deleted scenes, they get like a phone call.
Right.
Ring, ring.
Peter Parker.
Hello.
Your uncle's plane has gone down over Vietnam.
It's spun in.
Wait a minute. Wait. That sounds like MASH.
It's whatever. It's okay, the same thing.
Are you sure it was Vietnam and not Key West?
I confuse things.
Oh, like that blimp? Yeah.
John
yes,
compared
we were
Key
heading
West.
Down to Key West. We were heading down to Key West, and John goes, is it just me? He's never been to Key West before. John goes, is it just me, or does this look like Vietnam?
Oh.
Have you ever been to Vietnam?
That's what I asked.
Don't answer that.
Neither.
I would assume if I went to Vietnam, driving down to the final Key West would be like the equivalent.
Now, I think everybody at this table has been to Key West.
I've been to
Vietnam. We could all say that it does not look anything. Like, I've seen movies. I've seen what Vietnam looks like.
That's what I'm
and
judging.
And there's no rice fields.
Have you ever been to...
There's no mountains.
It's different. It's different
terrain.
In a movie.
There's nothing.
Yeah, they play that stuff up in the movies.
Oh, okay.
In real life.
Oh,
okay. Exactly.
In real life.
So it's not really...
In real life, Vietnam is in Key West.
In real life, right. Vietnam is filled with bars.
Conch shells.
Yeah, Margaritaville. Yeah,
John, you were watching the first half of Full Metal Jacket. They weren't in Vietnam yet.
Little known fact, Sloppy Joe's was in Vietnam.
But if you go into downtown Key West, there's a lot of abandoned buildings. And if you see that
if you go to downtown Vietnam... There's a lot of abandoned buildings. They're playing Jimmy Buffett, but Jimmy Chung Chung.
You can Chung see Chung. But wait, we weren't even there yet. We were on the road to Key West. We haven't even gotten there yet. And he's looking at the ocean. He
sings that song, Wasting Away Again in Saukiville.
Yes.
Yes, I've heard him. He's really good.
He knows. He's been to Vietnam.
Is it Wasting Away or is it Racing Away?
I think it's Racing Away in Margaritaville.
Racing Away.
John fell asleep again listening to Fortunate Son, I think.
But then, like, when we were driving, there was like this blimp that was attached to string, and I'm like, why is there a blimp? And it was like just like a white dirigible.
Everyone knows that they're spying on Vietnam,
right?
That's the blimp.
That's how we get our intelligence.
Moron.
With blimps.
Right.
All right, we're going to break. Coming back after the break, we're setting John up for the stand-up wax down.
Yay!
So for those that want to stay in the Edge chat room, for those that want to see the video, though, it's going to be on Edge. But Nathan brought his nice camera, so it'll be going up on YouTube,
nice.
Too.
Oh, it's not on Edge. It's on Ustream.
Yeah, Ustream. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Not what you said.
If you want to get everything wrong. Edge and Ustream, just go to hippojuice.westernecho.com.
There you go. Go Words. There. See the video.
Western Echo, put the thing in the chat, the link thing.
And the video will be up on our website, hopefully a few days after. All right, we're going to break, Marie. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, be right back, guys.
Well, Mr. Dalton, you may add 9 staples to your dossier of 31 broken bones, 2 bullet wounds, 9 puncture wounds, and 4 stainless steel screws. That's an estimate, of course. I'll give you a local.
No, thank you.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
Most of my patients would disagree with you. Okay. In heaven above, you believe in love. Don't tell a lie, don't be cross or untrue. It all comes back to you. Walk the fire, I'm a burning heart. Never been lucky in love.
We're back live. Number's 954-573-2780. That's 954-573-2780.
Who picked that really crappy song to come back to?
Mitch. That was Mitch.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
I just have to say.
You don't like Thrice?
Well, for all of you listening now, go to Ustream. Listening now, go to Ustream.tv / Hippo Juice, or just search for Hippo Juice on Ustream.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mom.
If you want to see John in all his glory.
And if you want to be my lover.
If you want to be my lover.
Thanks. Okay.
John, are you ready?
Are you ready,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to play him in.
I got him.
All right, here we go. John, come to the stage.
What's great about this is that John specifically asked for this song.
Yes, he specifically asked for this song.
I don't know why he wanted Nicki Minaj.
We have John.
Nice shorts, John.
Shorts? He's wearing a jockstrap.
Just stand closer, John. Just move the chair out of the way if you want. It's fine.
John hasn't changed yet.
John is wearing a mankini. Basically, it's a jockstrap. He's turning around. It's tiny. Don't do that.
John.
And we have Tiffany helping out with the wax. Tiffany, come over here.
Thank you, Tiffany, for the waxing.
Yeah.
All right. So Marie, she's getting the song. She's setting up now.
All right, John. Let's go ahead and get the talking to the mic, John. Let's test it out for real quick. Talking to the mic.
Check.
All right. Yeah, he sounds all right.
Can everybody see what's going on the camera? On the webcam? Yes. I hope so.
Yeah. All right. We can see. Okay. I can see it.
All right. Ready?
What you see, Ryan?
Yeah. Don't worry.
I love what I see.
We're filming. all right. Let's get the wax on him before he tells his first joke.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. So basically, John's going to tell terrible jokes, and every time he says a bomb, Tiffany's going to wax some hair off of
him. Let's do
check. Off of his chest.
Terrible jokes are awesome jokes. He's been writing.
You mean
John's going to tell great jokes, and on the rare occasion he bombs,
okay,
he will be
waxed. We are applying it right now to his shoulders. His hairy, hairy shoulders.
What happens if John gets an erection during all of this?
Then you know what? Everyone has a good time.
Everyone does have a good time.
By the way, Cakes, are you like part Italian or?
Well, the last name is Sanzeri.
Yep, he is Italian.
Yes, he is Italian.
Half.
All right, we are applying the wax strip now to his shoulder. John, your first joke, please.
Let me do my first joke.
Yes.
All right, guys. All right, here's the first one. It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
We're going to start with a small one. Why does a milking stool have only 3 legs?
Why?
Why is that?
Because the cow has the udder.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you told that the last time.
No. You know what? New joke. That one.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the 2 fat men who ran in the New York Marathon?
No. What happened?
One ran in short bursts. The other... in burst shorts.
Oh, okay.
Hold it up.
Wow! Oh, so much hair.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Start putting the next... Where do we want the next wax strip on for the show, guys?
Oh, I say right in the middle of his tummy.
John, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Is there a little burning sensation going on up there?
A little bit.
Blood, don't worry.
It's normal.
Oh, okay, it's normal.
Yeah. All right, next, you have to put one on the happy trail.
No, she's doing.
It's coming right now. We're doing collarbone.
Happy trail.
That skin's got to be sensitive.
Oh, it's gonna hurt a bitch.
You know, like your collar right next to your neck. That's where it is.
Did Tiffany say she has special wax for his special area?
She does.
I'm excited.
Oh my God.
Wait, what's the difference between this wax and like regular wax, Tiffany?
Well, there's like bikini wax, and then there's like. Arm hair wax. She has Brazilian wax.
Okay, go ahead, John. Next joke.
All righty. How are chicken and a grape alike.
How?
They're both purple, except for the chicken.
That was the...
You're so red. Oh, but it's working. Look how smooth you are.
Wow.
John, you're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Can we
Is he bleeding at all?
Not yet.
Can we very red. Angle.
Can we go around
that was
his
a
nipple
good joke,
area?
Though.
Yeah,
around his nipple area.
Yeah.
John, I don't think it's your material that's bad. I think your delivery. Maybe you should do a different type of a delivery.
Yeah,
like a special delivery.
Like try like a black guy delivery. We're going around his all nipples right now, guys.
There we go.
Well, no. If John's telling jokes, why isn't he ending all of his jokes with his catchphrase?
What's my catchphrase?
I don't know. Don't you have one like all good stand-up comedians? Oh, that dog of mine.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
There it is.
Cheeseburger. Well, that's too close to the hamburger, dude. Quick, yeah, John, think of a different catchphrase now.
Beanie Babies.
Now, how about Chicken Papa John?
Chicken Papa John.
All right, next show. Come on.
All right, where does the general keep his army?
Where?
Where does he?
In his sleevey. Ha! Chicken Papa John!
I don't get it. What? Tell me what the sleevey thing is.
She could not pull that fast enough.
Instead of an army!
There's blood. If you're not watching, she missed and only got half of it in the first
place. Tiffany, you got
wow.
excited.
John is standing so far away from the camera, and I could see the wax spot.
Can you
from
see the
here.
Blood? Can you see the blood?
Yeah, you have to tell
John
Tiffany.
Come closer to the webcam.
Yeah, right here. There you go.
You have to tell Tiffany that she has to have her hand ready while he's telling the joke, and she's got to pull it right after Chicken Papa John.
Have your hand ready as soon as it says Chicken Papa John. Rip it.
It's a matter of John needs to.
That's so much hair.
John needs to give a setup that's a little long because the wax has to cool before she rips.
How about his tummy? Can we get his tummy?
Yeah, the happy trail.
Yeah, let's get the happy trail. All right, happy trail. Ooh,
yes. John, do you have like a full bush down?
That's
there,
fine.
Or do you trim up.
I trim up
upper bush area. Here it comes.
Oh my God!
Hope you don't need those underwear.
Oh boy.
Oh, she's getting in the groin area.
Oh boy.
Not yet.
You better
boy.
Have a good joke for this one, John, or you're gonna lose some hair.
Well, I
John,
got a whole bunch.
How you feeling you right about now?
I'm fine. I'm a little tipsy.
Tipsy.
Yeah. A little.
Did you drink to prepare for this?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, John, Marie, you're not fulfilling your part of the bet. You're supposed to be drinking like massively right
she
now.
She is.
I have filled my wine glass up to the tippy top, and I'm on glass
John,
two.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Next joke.
Okay.
Get ready to rip.
All right. Yeah, the second he says Chicken Papa John, I got to hear that's great.
So you want to do a long one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me find a long one. That's what she said.
He's reading all these
off. How many pages did you write, by the way, with
four
material?
Envelopes.
Four envelopes worth.
Four go ahead.
All right.
All right, so apparently 1 in 5 people in the world are Chinese. And, you know, if you know my family, there are 5 people in my family. So it must be one of them. I mean, it's either my mom, my dad, or my brother Chandler, or my younger brother, Ho Cha Chu.
That was perfect timing.
But I think
that
it's
one didn't want to come off.
I love the fact that like she's having a hard time pulling these off because of the fucking forest of hair he has. She has a hard time pulling these off, so like it go halfway and just
because it's like a tree that's been growing for 100 years. The roots are just so deep in there.
You're not just going to take a regular chainsaw to a redwood.
Wait, but I didn't
it's
going to
take some effort.
The hair grows in a lot of different ways, so it's hard to get it all at
got
the
it,
same time.
Got it. But hey, you know what we need, John?
I'm not a fucking apple. Why are you putting it on top of the hair?
I'm sorry. But wait, I didn't finish my joke.
Did you see the blood on this one?
Oh, yeah. There's blood on this one, yeah.
Dutch, I didn't finish my joke.
What was the rest of the joke?
But I think it's Chandler.
Okay. Can we get...
That's actually not that bad. Why'd you wax him on that one? That was actually a pretty funny joke.
Cut me off.
Can we get his thighs?
What about the taint? Can we get the taint?
Yes.
Why are we doing inner
thigh.
Bits and pieces? Why are we doing bits and pieces?
We're going to do inner thigh.
Funnier.
I thought we were going to do the whole thing.
The upper inner
Look
left thigh.
That's what we're doing.
That's what I led him to believe.
Oh, God damn it.
Here we go.
I'm going to have him bent over by the end of the night is what she's saying.
Oh, right. That's right in the inner thigh. That skin is so sensitive.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That
is shaking.
That is going to be.
I would be too.
John, is it warm? Is yeah, it sticky? Yeah, what's going on down there?
It feels good for now.
Feels after like, this one, do his toes.
What?
All right. John, oh my God. John, good joke for us, please.
Okay.
Chicken Papa John.
Let that settle in.
Yeah,
let that settle in. Get a good setup going.
John, what were you more.
He actually bombs.
What were you more scared of, John? The tasing, the paintball, or this?
Paintball.
Really? The paintball was the scariest? Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Next.
All right. So, you know, I like my meat. So I went to the butcher the other day, and I bet him $100 that he couldn't reach the meat off the top shelf.
Uh-huh.
But he said no. And I'm like, why? He's like, oh, the steaks are too high.
Your catchphrase?
Chicken Papa John!
I wish you guys could see how much hair it is.
Why am I standing? Oh my God.
Put up the camera. Oh my God. God.
You could make a wig out of for a cancer patient with this leg hair.
It smells bad.
You know what we need to get?
What?
His armpit.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Oh, do the armpit.
Arm
put
up.
Your arm up. Hold it with you.
You of course, you, Tiffany, don't
here,
pull it unless you actually
bombs. Let me hold it for you. Let me hold it for you.
Marie's going to go help.
Is there any way that John and Tiff could move closer towards the camera?
Yeah, guys, move a little closer towards us. There you go, right there. You can move back.
Oh, what the hell? The search protector. Oh, my God, thank you.
Keep forgetting that Marie's in a bikini.
Yeah.
By the way, the reason why we're doing this is because you guys got us to fourth place in the
Shorty Awards.
I swear to God, if they're going to have plane tickets to this place, I'm fucking going.
Okay, here we go. It's on the armpit.
All right.
Here we go.
Goodness,
John, your joke?
Okay. Hey, Doc. Hey, you know, Doctor, hey, I can't stop singing the green, green grass of home. Doctor's like, sounds like Tom Jones syndrome. And I'm scared. I'm like, is it common? He's like, it's not unusual. Chicken Papa John! Where'd my hair go?
Oh my God! It's so much hair! There's so much hair!
What is she doing?
Jesus, dude, you're a part Wookiee!
It's so much hair!
Not bad!
Not, it doesn't hurt Tiffany at all.
Oh my God.
She's doing fine.
Look at my leg. Oh my God.
Oh, don't worry.
It's bleeding.
Now it's bleeding. By the way, for you guys who are watching like on the webcam, it might not be the greatest shot, but our good friend Nathan is filming the whole thing, so we'll have it up on YouTube later.
I just I want to read something from the audience. Dennis, a longtime fan, just said, "This has never happened before, but I'm actually feeling bad for John."
Okay, well, John, how about a good joke?
Wait, a good one or just another one?
Just a joke. Just
okay.
Go for it.
Hey, four fonts walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Tender says, "Hey, get out! We don't serve your type here."
Oh my
Chicken
God.
Bow!
That one took four pulls.
Why?
Why?
John, let me see if
I
can
play it back. Check it out!
I couldn't even wait.
I could do it right now.
I couldn't even wait right to let it cool. So that was such a bad joke.
Why?
So much blood.
Any other spot that we want wax, guys?
There's
the back of his knee.
This strap is.
We're not
half,
doing. I don't know.
Okay, no. You know what? How about belly button area? Ooh,
wait,
butt.
Oh,
his butt.
Butt crack.
Butt crack. Butt crack. Butt crack. Butt crack. Butt crack. Hey, hey. Yeah, let's do a little squirrel tail coming out of his underwear.
Yeah, a little bit. There little it is. A little bit.
Ashley says, wax his only testicle.
See what he did there?
You're right. There is not much hair.
That worked. Bend over.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's because John gave himself a base wax before this.
What happened to your underwear? Like, what is that? Is that a...
It's jockey.
He pulled it down so that she could get more up in there.
It's Calvin Klein.
It is Calvin Klein.
It just looks weird. Okay, sorry. I thought like part of his like elastic band was
ripped. This just in from the chat room. Fap, fap, fap.
Oh, people are fapping.
All right.
This also in. How about his eyebrows?
No.
Fine. His eyelashes.
Yes. His eyelashes.
Oh no, she's really getting up.
It's in the crack.
Oh my god. She is in that crack. Do you need me to hold it down for you?
Oh my god.
I should.
This is so hot.
She got. Oh my god. John's ass. So John's ass is officially on webcam.
There you go.
Oh,
I
want to. There. She just laughed it a little.
Joke. Go.
All right, this one goes out to Dennis. An elderly couple were walking about the streets of their hometown, Moscow.
Stop. Nathan is trying to reposition himself for a better shot.
Even better.
Oh, he wants a face shot.
Okay, go ahead.
He wants the O-face. Right.
Start the joke over.
Only number four.
Start the joke over.
In the chat room says, why do I get the ass?
Yeah.
All right, anyways, an elderly couple were walking about the streets of their hometown, Moscow. They each feel drops of moisture on their faces. The man says that it's snowing, but his wife says that it's raining. Totally convinced. Finally, they see General Rudolph walking by, and the woman calls him over to settle the dispute. The general says, it's rain. And the man doesn't believe his wife, while sighing, his wife tells him, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Chicken Papa John. Ow!
That made no sense.
Look at his little, look at the hair that's all gone from his butt. Look at
where
him.
Are you?
His butt is so cute now.
Hey, Johnny Cakes, next time, talk closer to the mic.
I put a thingy on it, so I'll take the thingy off.
Oh, inner thigh.
Oh.
Yeah, like taint.
Oh, yeah,
taintish
yeah.
area.
Back inner taint? Thigh.
Yeah.
Back inner thigh.
Right there. Yeah, get him. Get him right there.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
I think Tiffany's like getting off of this. I think she's like sadistic like that.
She is a little bit.
Okay, let's get the taint up here. I'm not going to lick it for $20. Sorry. There's a $20 PayPal donation for someone to lick the last patch.
$20 Ew. Donation?
Do not lick it, Marie.
Drunk.
Good enough.
Probably not gonna remember in the morning. $20. I want that.
Oh, all right, here we go. It's on John. Quick joke this time. Nothing too long.
All right, a quick one.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Why is that?
Because they flew over the bay. They be bagels. Chicken Papa John.
You're going to have to elaborate more on that joke, John.
Because they fly over the sea. They're seagulls.
I don't
but
get
because
it.
They flew over the bay.
John, it was a terrible joke. Why would you say
I've heard that?
That
before.
Because they flew over the bay. They're bagels. Get it? Bay.
What bay?
Seagull.
The,
I don't know.
The San Francisco Bay? The Chesapeake Bay?
Want me to do another one?
Are you crabbing?
I could do another one.
Yeah,
do another
one.
Did that one hurt?
Oh, I look like it hurt so much.
Did that one hurt? That I asked if it hurt because it looked like it hurt.
Bye bye, Dingleberries.
Oh, thank you, God.
Who's baby God?
No. I don't know if that would be fun for you. All right. One last area I think John's suffering of. Pick one last spot, guys.
One last spot?
One last spot. John has
Etta
so much
in the chat room
hair.
Says, my ass hurts just watching
Why
that.
Why are we stopping this right away?
I think you look fine.
This wasn't a part of the
agreement. You look good. You can stay like that.
This wasn't a part of the agreement.
You can stay like that. You're fine.
Sticking to everything.
Yeah, there's like wax on beer.
Do his shin, like right up his shin bone.
No, don't do
the legs don't hurt that bad.
No.
Says you.
How about, like, right on, how about on, like, his other tit?
All right, is it the nipple?
Do my back, so I don't have to shave it later.
How about his head?
Since you guys are welching on me on this whole wax thing, like I paid to get
welching?
Like a, yeah, welching.
Yeah, people want you to wax your ball.
No, won't do that.
The back doesn't look like it
how
would
about
hurt.
Your taint, your actual taint?
How about
that?
All of this?
All right, yeah, how about the stomach area?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
yeah, but put one over the like, put it over the belly button.
Oh my God, you have blood dripping down your armpit.
Yeah, there's blood. So what? There's blood dripping. Big deal. He's fine.
Why is your armpit bleeding out of all of the things?
Oh, I don't know.
How about his upper pube area? Because we didn't go that low with the happy trail the first time.
Well, we got the left side. Yeah. We should probably get the right side and just above.
Are we gonna do like the whole thing afterwards? Because like this is
no, you're fine.
I look like a man-o-lantern.
No, you're fine. We're gonna
hey, John, while you're bleeding and waiting for the wax to set up, just go lay down in Royce and Marie's bed.
No, don't do that. All right.
Western Echo has a suggestion. It says two strips on either side of the groin area.
Yeah, let's do upper pube area.
Can we do two strips at the same time and then rip them off? I'll rip one.
We're going to double strip.
Yeah, Marie wants
I'll
to
rip one. I want to rip one.
Wait, no. So would you say this is a threesome now?
While they're setting that up, yeah, Twitter awards, what are we right now? Number 4. But the other guys like see that we got ahead of them, so keep voting. Just go to Shorty Awards and vote for Hippo Juice Film for Best Web Show.
For Best Web Show, that's right.
By the way, that's the reason why we're doing this.
Right.
For the new listeners.
Okay, let's go ahead and we're putting one strip on his.
We get to 3, Marie and Royce will fuck on camera.
No, we're not doing that.
You're not?
No.
I want to see it.
Back, we're doing
back and front.
Back and front. Same time. Back and front. All right. Yeah, so the girls are setting up now. John, how are you feeling so far?
Little tips.
And by the way, Tiff, what was that special wax you said? That you have 2 different types of wax?
No, she doesn't have headphones on right now because she's been a wax on.
It's for Brazilians.
Oh, yeah.
It has sulfuric acid in it.
It's made out of acid.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so one on his back. Get one in the front, too.
Hang on, baby. Upper.
Yeah, nipple?
Where am I going? No, don't do my nipple.
Yeah, do the nipple.
Oh, my God. Might as well just do the whole everything.
We are going to, but we have to do it one at a time. Let's get the nip.
Why do I get the feeling Royce is lying to me?
No, you're fine.
Freaking the chat room suggests that everybody should grab a strip, so maybe we should have more than one or two.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 3 or 4.
No, I can't have to be. I have to be on mic, but
Jesus Christ.
But each of you could do one strip. You could do a total of 4. No, you could do 2 strips.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we could get more done that way, too. I mean, what do you think, guys?
Am I wrong? Yeah, John, here? Like, you're only going to be paying for a little bit as long as you can.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot more area done.
Do one on this.
Whatever.
Parcel Boy is really harping on the taint.
Yeah, somebody get the upper pubis area.
Oh, we're going to get that.
Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And apparently they want you to soothe yourself with a nice glass of Tabasco on it.
Ew.
That's what people are saying in the chat room. Maybe that helps. Someone says, cut it with lemon. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. These are all suggestions that are coming in. I've never had a listeners. I would listen to them. We should get maybe like a couple lemons.
A lemon party?
Yeah, yeah. And then we should all pee on you.
Or just spray mace on him.
Yeah. And then just
it closes
tase him.
The wound.
That's the next one. If we get 3, we'll do John stand up mace down.
No.
No.
It'll be one joke and
they'll
be crying.
No, stand up bear mace down.
No.
All right. We got 4 on?
Yep.
All right. Jokes.
All right. You better have a good one. By the way, if it's not a bomb, you
hold
can't pull
it like
it.
This.
Hold the mic up. Hold the mic up.
But they don't hear you, Dutch. Like it doesn't matter.
Hold your mic up.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
If it's a good joke, we'll give him a victory pool.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you call a midget fortune teller that escaped from jail?
What?
A small medium at large. Chicken Papa John! Ah! Fuck! Ah! Oh, my God! That hurt more than once!
There's so much hair!
There's so much hair!
Oh, my God! I turned my mic off because I didn't want to laugh over his reaction.
There's so much hair.
God.
They're saying in the chat room that he sounds like a little bitch.
We are putting some on his pubes now, guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh God. There's so much pubic hair.
Oh, my God.
I thought Punchy you said suggesting,
John. I need some more alcohol.
What? It's like an army helmet in a bush.
Stand up rape down.
Wait, what did Dutch say? Dutch, what'd you say?
I thought you said you trimmed up.
No, you mean trimmed up for the occasion? No, I didn't.
No, he did
oh
not.
Oh, my God. John, that hurts just looking at it, John.
Okay, it's on his pubes. It's on his pubes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, John, how about a fun pube joke?
A fun? I don't have any
Okay,
of those.
But how about a sex joke?
Do I have those?
Fine, just read a joke. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll read one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
You better get your good envelope out.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
I like the fact that Tiffany's wearing like a geisha shirt.
Yeah, she is. She's pulling it off.
The Asian thing.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, John, joke.
All right, why didn't Cuba have an Olympic team?
Why?
Because any Cuban can run, jump, or swim, lives in America. Duh. Chicken Papa John! Ah! That looks so uneven.
There's
so much hair.
You know, I like alphabet suggestions. So we could raise money. We'll put his pubes up for auction.
Yes. Anyone wants to donate to the Save the John Fund, it's hippojuice.com/donate.html.
Why is she putting more down there? Why
because we have to get all the pubes.
What was the punchline on that joke?
Wait, let me think.
The Cubans.
Because any Cuban can run, jump, or swim lives in America.
That's not a bad joke.
No, it's a victory pull.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
I heard you.
I hate you.
Is there any way the girls can get headphones on or no?
The girls can hear you. They can hear you. It's loud enough.
That's what the thing.
Really, I'm not the only one who focuses on it.
We just don't want to get wax all over the headphones.
That's the quote.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. This one is, again, in the pubis area. Go ahead.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to see what I got to look at.
He has to see what he's got to look at.
All right. Wait, am I doing this now? Or
yeah, you are.
Okay.
You want a new one?
Wait, what happened?
Go ahead, you can read. Go ahead, right. You're good.
Okay, this is the... Oy! All right, what's a zebra, Royce?
I don't know, what's a zebra?
26 sizes larger than a bra. Oh!
Oh, it didn't even...
anything.
That joke didn't even make sense, though.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? No, a zebra.
Now it's just pulling it, Terry. It's not even ripping it out. It's just pulling it.
Oh, my God.
26 sizes larger than a bra.
His hair is that resilient that she pulled it off the wax, just came off the paper instead of pulling his hair out.
It's a super. It's a superpower. My hair, I can control it from pulling out or not. It looks like we're waxing a squirrel.
Is the wax stuck there?
Yeah, it's kind of stuck.
Oh my God, it's
add
stuck.
Some more wax to it around it. Maybe that'll help grab it.
You're right. That's a good idea.
Should we get the special wax?
Good thing I have a whole bunch of more jokes.
Oh, that's just sad.
You know what's sad is that he looks like he's losing hair. Like just in patches.
Wesnager says, I can't tell why I'm hard, either because of Marie's bikini or John's bikini.
Right.
Wait.
Tiffany, just keep an eye contact with me when I tell you to pull. Go ahead, read the joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so a horse walks into a bar, and a tender says, hey, now!
Wait, she didn't let him finish his joke.
What?
Still not coming off.
At this point, it's just pulling his hair.
Is that wax still there?
Yeah, we're heating up more wax for him.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is just apply more onto it.
Your hairs are stuck to my fingers. That's incriminating.
Oh, my God. He looks like a sticky, hairy mess.
I am.
I guess water. I don't know. I don't know what gets pubes off.
Tell Marie to get him lemon juice.
No.
Oh, Marie, wash him down with some nice lemon juice.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Louisiana hot sauce.
No, shut up. No, don't have those things.
Please, I'm telling you, if you just put more on like the top and around it, it should be able to come off.
Oh,
yeah.
Just re-wax a spot that already got waxed, because once the hair's pulled off, it's not sensitive anymore.
Is this video going viral?
That's a problem, John. When your hair is that strong that it's like, nope, you paper, you get off. We're not going to pull off. We're too strong.
Wait, is this napalm?
No, it's just more wax.
Okay.
We're putting more to see if we can get that patch off that won't come off because of his hair.
Well, then why is she moving in a different spot?
Because I gave up.
Well, we just have to make sure that we're not missing.
Oh, okay. So, it's kind of like a benchmark.
Right. It's like fighting fire with fire.
Okay. Except the fire is wax on my skin.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Are we ready?
Make sure you guys tip your waiters and waitresses.
Yes.
And
Tiffany, one second. Keep an eye contact with me. I'll tell you when to pull. But let that one dry good this time.
In the meantime, I'm going to be in Caroline's. This girl named Caroline. She gave me $50 to crash at her place.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke, by the way.
All right. Go ahead. Start reading your joke.
All right. So, which one am I? Okay. This could be another short one. okay. What do you call a fish with no eyes?
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
A fish.
A what?
A what?
That was really good.
Oh, look at the design on that.
It looks like we have squirrel traps around the house and
look
they're getting
at
caught.
That. Oh, that's fuck beautiful.
Yeah, throw that to the camera.
Oh, look at that. We even got the bulbs on somehow.
Oh, you got some. You got some follicles. You got some follicles. Oh, you know what?
I think you got my freckles.
You might as well go up the trail.
Yeah, I was gonna go for it.
Okay.
Like you right, think? You right think the middle
of
the? There.
You think the middle of the chest will hurt?
I don't know.
I think that's well. Like plan,
I mean, it's the middle of the chest, but the hair is so thick there. You know, it's probably going to have some pretty deep roots.
Jesus Christ.
Dolan Feedbass asks, can we do this every week?
Yes, I am. John, you need to grow his hair really fast, though.
What, like in sessions?
Yes. We just leave patches.
No.
No, we'll leave like a couple spots like Harry. No. Chicks will dig that. They'll think you alternative.
Yeah, maybe in like Eastern
rock.
Europe.
In three different hippo juices, can we show the ingrown hairs that you're getting from all this?
Oh, man.
Just do Twitter photos every day.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
All right, so we are putting one down the middle of his chest.
Is this the last one?
Yeah, this will be the last one for now.
Yes, give us your closer, John.
My closer.
Yeah, this is a closer. You could be a while. Go.
So I can do a couple of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, my dad was a pistol, so I guess that makes me a son of a gun.
Okay, that's not bad. Don't pull that for that. That's fine.
Give us a better one.
All right, you see, my next door neighbor worships exhaust pipes. He's a Catholic converter.
Okay.
No. We'll give it one more chance.
All right. What's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
Okay. What? Right now, John. The way his hair looks, he looks like he has the pi symbol on his chest. Like that's his superhero power. Doesn't it? Like right in the middle, like the pi symbol.
What the going on?
All right, John, you're going to sit down and finish up the show.
I feel bad from that gob of wax on the bottom part of his
I don't know if it happened to everyone or just me, but yeah, the commercial came on as that one got pulled.
Can I shower?
Oh, really? The commercial came on Ustream as that one got pulled?
Well, you should probably do one more.
Okay,
well,
you know what? If you want to check it out, we were going to have a high-quality video of this later that our good friend Nate was filming.
Can I go shower?
No, you're good.
We should do one more.
Shower inside like a people, though. We're going to hose you down.
We ran out of strips.
We'll finish them after the show.
That's all right. That's all right.
John, sit down back in your chair.
How do you get that like dried wax off, though?
How do we get dried wax off?
And I think there's like finishing.
Tiffany?
We don't know.
Oh, great.
Do we have duct tape?
Somebody look up how you get dry wax off.
Yeah, listeners, help us out.
Look at my armpits. Hey, don't you see my armpits?
John seems to be a lot less hairy on the left side. On the right
Cakes,
side.
Come closer to the camera.
I'm living the dream.
Some of the suggestions in the chat room how to take wax off are: I think you have to set them on fire.
Okay.
I think this one's my favorite.
Oh, because it has blood all over it.
Yeah, that one is so bloody.
Alphabet says you take dry wax off using an iron.
Wait, what if you do the opposite side of this? Never mind.
Chim says use a lawnmower to get the wax off.
That sometimes works.
Okay.
Guys, these don't sound real. Can the chat room please give us real suggestions of how we could take dry wax off of John?
Hey, Roy, should we, like, for the prize closet, have these wax strips and all?
We're not
going
to send your hair to people.
I can autograph them.
We're not sending your hair
John,
to people.
John, sit down and talk on a normal mic.
You want to know why we're not going to send your hair in the mail? Because the first serial killer case that comes up is going after you.
Give him a towel. You can sit on, Marie.
Yeah, I need to sit down on a towel.
Marie,
okay,
give him a towel.
Okay, more suggestion. Blowtorch, a butcher knife, bowls. I don't know if that was a suggestion or something Alphabet was finishing, but he just said bowls. I like the idea of just a bull charging John to take wax off.
I think that actually says, by Mr. Miyagi, wax off strips.
Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Yeah, John, sit on that towel.
Chim says, I think you have to hit him in the head with a baseball bat to get the wax off.
Back on the other mic.
Mitchell, that's abuse. No.
All right, John, just take back over on your mic.
That
mic's off.
The last half hour.
Put the windscreen back on that mic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Whatever, that's fine. All right, so, we're not going to tase it off, Ashley. I don't think that's the way you take hair off.
Maybe in England they do.
Yeah, maybe in England. You look good, John.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. You look pretty good, dude.
I expected more wax pieces.
I'm not going to lie. There's parts of John that look really sexy.
Yeah, there's parts of you that are kind of fucking slick, bro.
Shut the hell up.
Like, you pull that shit off. Like, you pull it off good.
I didn't expect them to pull off wax strips and then there'd be, like, hair still left over.
Well, John, you have so much hair.
I know.
We ran out of wax. We're going to, don't worry, we'll finish you off before, like, next show.
Oh, great.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. We were contemplating how many boxes to buy, John, and we're like, I'm sure one will be enough.
That's why, like, someone was asking me before, like, have you gotten wax done? I'm like, no, because it would probably cost me like $500 because that's all the wax strips.
Well, no, look, all that cost you was your dignity, so that's not bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Everyone's doing good. I have stories, but I don't want to read them. All I want to do is make fun of John's chest. He really looks like he has the pie symbol of hair
really
on his chest.
It does look ridiculous.
Jesus, John.
Well, are you still bleeding?
Yep.
Like
where?
Like on my arm, on my chest,
his armpit,
on my leg. My leg, it's like just bleeding. I think they hit a vein.
They didn't. There's no way we pulled the vein with wax strips.
Have you ever gotten wax before?
No, but I mean,
fuck you.
Where did Acacia Tiffany go?
I don't know.
She's probably washing her hands because my hands are sticky too.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Marie, what is this nervous comic video?
Parcel Boy says there was an 18-month-old little girl watching this, by the way. She thinks it's funny.
See? Perfect. I'm glad.
Oh, great. So now I'm going to be a sex offender.
Well, I don't think that's the way it works.
I hope not.
Unless you're sending it them. What is this nervous comic thing, Marie?
It's like some sort of TV show that's on YouTube. Or not
what
YouTube.
Does TV stand for?
Television.
For those of new listeners?
It's on Yahoo.
Testicular vision.
Shut up.
At some point in the many lives of a dollar,
I'm actually,
hold on, Marie. Why don't you play a commercial?
Somebody who switched
to
e-shirts. Like Dollar Karma. Being online, e-shirts.
Okay. I'm going to play the commercial.
I want to hear about Dollar Karma. What are you doing?
I have the video. Who is this?
Jerk?
I have the video. What is this?
I think it's a web TV show that Yahoo has where the TV show is called Failure Club.
Okay.
It's in the lifestyle section.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of called my attention because it just like this girl was failing miserably at stand-up.
Oh, okay. Someone bombing, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
Start with a lighter subject.
Now, by the way, she's totally alternative, just black, thick glasses, just indie chick.
Am I funnier than her?
Black or the glasses?
We'll find out.
Deck.
No, the glasses.
I made them laugh, but you never know because your friends will laugh at anything. Making a stranger laugh is something totally different. That's really hard, you know? And that's what I'm preparing myself to do. This is very important because
skip
something
a little
I've
further.
Wanted for a long time.
Sure.
On stage yet?
I'll get it.
Why is there a tuba player in this video?
Documentary?
Oh, this is her on stage. Not? Okay. This is her on stage. Here it is.
Man, that slides down our chimney. So many names. Saint Nick, Father Christmas, Kringle, Kris Kringle. I don't know about you, but when I change countries, my name doesn't change.
Oof.
Waxer.
Waxer.
On America's Most Wanted any day now. But the thing that bothers me the most about Christmas are the words. Christmas crackers. You know those oversized candy-looking things?
No, I don't.
I don't.
To me, that sounds like some kind of holiday division at the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow, she is really holiday bad.
Division. Yeah, she's worse than me.
More mushed mouth
that sounds
than
like
me.
Something you've contracted.
All she's
from
missing
the locker
is saying
floor.
Chicken Papa John after each
My
joke.
My major issue with mistletoe, though, is it encourages kiss rape.
What?
I mean, just because I'm standing in the wrong place, wearing a revealing button-up, doesn't mean I asked for it. Right?
Wow!
I like how rape is the only thing that they actually laughed at.
Is anybody going to explain who that is in blue in the back?
Oh, that's Brett.
That's
The psychologist.
Our psychologist friend.
Kyat?
Well, first of all, we couldn't see his head, and no one even mentioned it. Just somebody's
Hi,
walking
Brett.
In there.
How are
people,
you?
Hi, people Brett. Just walk in sometimes. We don't have a microphone for
you. Yeah, we do. We have that one, the one John was using.
Are you concerned? You concerned, Ryan?
I was a little concerned.
He just asked if somebody was collecting hair.
Where's the mic? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a hair drive.
There you go.
My favorite. It's bloody.
Yeah, the bloody hair.
Tiffany's mic's off, by the way.
She's just not talking into it.
No, her mic is off.
Her mic is also off. Her mic is also off.
Oh, I felt sad.
There it is.
There she is.
I'm sorry there's a little bit confusing because we were waxing John.
Was she off the whole time? This is just so
sad. No, she
sad.
Wasn't off the whole time. I muted it for break.
Yeah,
she wasn't on that mic for break.
Ah. BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Okay, Marie's
this
drunk.
One.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
By the
keep
way,
drinking.
Dutch, you should be happy. Did everybody say I'm doing it?
I also tweeted a couple photos of the John Meister and his like hair and also his balls.
By the way, Dutch, the Tebowing has been replaced with Bradying. Have you seen it?
What's Bradying?
No.
What exactly is Bradying?
Bradying is Tebow after the game on the floor with his legs straight out and his head basically in his lap. just sad that he lost. Just search Brady-ing. Now people Brady everywhere. So you should be happy, Dutch. Tebow Wing is over with.
Do people still plank?
I don't know people plank.
I'm pretty sure people still plank. Yes.
Perhaps you should plank over some hot wax.
I should. Like over like the bench,
so
the
stool. Then we can rip you off?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God.
We still have. What?
Could you imagine the planking? Of waxing?
What if we put wax on you?
You do know we still have this special wax.
I have an idea. What if we put wax on you, but instead of the wax strips, we just put envelopes and rip the hair off that way?
No. The special wax doesn't need strips.
But I would like to
what
still put
an envelope. What is the special wax you keep talking about?
It's a Brazilian wax. It's for special areas.
Oh, it's for scent. But I still would
for
like
my gooch?
I would still like to put envelopes on him.
We can do that still.
Special children.
No, but my envelopes have my jokes and material on them.
Yeah, I think that we could sacrifice them. I think that we'll be all right.
John, why? How come you don't have paper, but you have envelopes? What were you going to put in the envelopes?
Wait, what do you mean, John? Why don't you ask Marie? Marie, you live in an apartment. House. Why don't you have paper in your house, Marie?
I have paper. You didn't
Better
ask.
Question.
You didn't ask where it was.
Hey, pop quiz. What's an envelope made out of?
Paper.
There you go.
You win.
So there you go. You do have paper.
Boom.
Boom.
All right.
What if you take a plank of wood and then put a bunch of hot wax on
and
it?
And have him lay down.
Have him lay down.
That's what
then
I was thinking. And then rip John off the plank of wood.
just tell him to get up.
Oh my God.
Somebody hold the wood and just pull
wax
him off.
On John, make him lay down on a plank of wood and then stab him in the lungs.
What if we put wax on John and then beat him viciously with sticks?
And that's then not tase
nice.
Him.
That's not nice.
And then shoot him with paintball guns.
We only have one of those three things here.
What if we put wax all over John and then Nathan robs a liquor store? At gunpoint.
John, out of all this, which has been the worst?
This is just sad.
The shoot down, the tase down, or the wax down?
The shoot down.
The
paintball still hurt the most?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he dialed.
Because we haven't done the taint.
Because he felt bad that he was concerned about my health, so he dialed down his gun. So he dialed down like the velocity of the paintballs. But that only it was just like throwing.
We really need to do the taint right now.
Who wants to finish the show with the taint?
Me.
Oh my God. Tiffany, you're cool with that?
Yep.
Do we have wax paper for that?
I've been drinking.
We have the Brazilian.
Let me tell you this. Tiffany texted me this afternoon.
We got 8 minutes. If we're going to do it, we got to do it.
All right, hang on.
Tiffany,
can
go.
I put it? Am I allowed to put it on my
anus? No,
I'm going. You can't question anything.
I just want to know, is it safe for my anus?
Yes.
Women do it all the time.
Okay. What?
Yeah, it's true.
Women stick things in their ass all the time. You're fine.
All the damn time.
Marie,
what?
Armenians are traditionally pretty hairy. Do you wax your taint?
No, I shave.
All right.
Awkward.
I'm shaving.
Why is that awkward?
I don't know.
I'm a do-it-yourselfer.
Am I going to be on the plank or what? Am I going to be on the stool?
I'm a do-it-yourselfer. Okay.
I would be.
Am I going to be on the stool?
Yeah, I'd be on the stool if I were you.
So I'm going to plank?
Yeah. Yes.
So this is happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm drunk, so I forgot what I was trying to say.
Keep going.
We are going to be waxing John's taint.
Awesome. Was that towel sticking to you?
The towel was stuck to his ass.
That's awesome. John still has a ton of wax on his back that I couldn't rip off the first time. I'm not really sure what to do with it. And, John, you don't have to... John, not now. Okay. Not now, John.
Ow. He got stuck to the stool. He tried to plank on the stool.
He's got that gob of wax.
He got stuck on it. There's now pubes on the stool.
John, come on.
You got pubes on her stool.
Come on, John.
I concealed it. Nobody knows. Nobody's got to know.
I know. The whole world knows. Nobody. Do you know Royce has a lot of followers? Now what am I going to do with my stool?
Flush it down the toilet.
Okay, well, we don't have the wax
that
ready
was a
yet.
Joint.
Yeah,
so
we're getting the wax ready. Put the windscreen on that mic, John. Wherever it's over there by the mouse. No, there's. What are you doing?
Putting a windscreen on the mic.
All right, whatever. Just trying to think it's stuck on everything in the house.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. How's the wax coming along? We want to get this taint done. Oh my God. Is it hot? What does it take? Hurry up.
Seriously already.
Just,
come on,
just throw hot lava on him.
Punch her in the face.
I'm going to put more Nicki Minaj on.
Throw her.
So we're going to do tainted asshole? Is that what's happening?
Oh, my God. Oh, right in the asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If Tiff's cool with that, get right in the
Tiffany head. Is so cool with
some
it.
What?
Oh, I remember what I was trying to say earlier. So Tiffany texted me in like the middle of the day going, is it cool if I wax John's eyebrows?
We need scissors.
Scissors. Okay, I got scissors.
We're getting scissors.
Why do we need scissors?
Because if the hair is too long, it won't work.
Oh, is that what happened with his stomach?
Yep.
The little gob that he has there? So they're going to cut the hairs out of his ass. Oh, my God.
Are you using the kitchen scissors?
What are we doing?
You,
that's a
kitchen.
Show. This is so
you.
Ridiculous.
Excuse you. They are kitchen shears.
She got. He's cutting his ass hair with kitchen shears.
I'll wash them. Whatever.
Your voice is getting to like only dogs can hear you pitch.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, you gave me two glasses of wine. What do you expect?
I don't know. For you to handle more than two glasses of wine?
I didn't eat on purpose today.
Hey, what is psychotherapist
reasons.
Frank doing?
Or whatever Frank. His name is Brett. Why do you call him Frank?
Frank?
Brett.
Yeah, get on this mic.
Sit here. Sit here, Brett. Sit here.
Brett.
And talk into this mic and tell us what you're thinking about.
Brett, do you
everything.
Think this is normal adult behavior?
Yes. Break it down psychologically.
Is this normal adult behavior what we're doing here? Waxing John?
In what context are we talking about?
Okay, well, like, you one, know. John allowing us to do this. Two, us excited that we get to wax John's balls.
Three, the trick's on you, Brent. There's wax in those headphones.
That'd be funny.
Or John has a rainbow slinky.
Why does John have a slinky? Why is John dancing? I don't know the answer to these questions.
Suppressed sexual urges, maybe?
There it is.
We have 4 minutes left. Come on, let's get this taint.
We are applying the oil right now as we speak.
Why am I still playing this song? Stupid.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know. I left. I forgot it was on.
Oh, what?
What are you doing? We're applying oil now to his ass.
I'm applying chemicals that are not found.
Yeah, she said it's like a special. I don't know what
taint.
The specialness is.
It's
is
Brazilian
it just nair?
Wax. It's Brazilian wax.
I don't know what that means.
It's waxy shoulder on your head.
Yeah.
There's a difference between regular wax and Brazilian wax. One,
which
it's
is.
Saucier.
Yeah.
It's a little more flamboyant, and it likes to have parade every once in a while.
Right now, he's in...
Yeah, I don't
know
why... I'm pissed that none of you guys are actually telling me what the difference is.
Why would I know?
No one... you don't need strips, I don't think, for this one.
Ask Tiffany! She's right there!
No, she's not right there! She's in the kitchen!
Why is she in the kitchen?
Because
she should
she's
be
heating
there.
The oil.
Why is she there right now?
Because she's doing something! Don't yell at me.
Yeah, Dutch, don't yell at her.
You're an asshole.
You know, Dutch, just because you hate the troops, though. Seriously, man, now it's
seriously.
coming across really bad.
You know what? He's just a little jealous because Dennis likes to Photoshop his brother more than him because his brother's more attractive. Just
Dennis
saying.
Dennis never Photoshops me.
Hashtag.
Ever.
No, you're not going to see John's penis, guys, in the chat room. I don't know why you even want to see that.
I want to see it. I want to see it right now.
Wow. Gay.
Sean, whip out your dick.
No, no one's going to whip their dick
one,
out.
It's not gay. It's just curiosity.
One, he's not listening. Two, gay.
No.
Gay.
How's the ass wax coming?
Okay, hold on. We have a doctor
Being
in the house.
So small.
Doctor, is this gay? What Joel's asking.
Is it gay to want to see his penis?
No, not at all. Of course not.
No, it's fine.
That's not even the definition of gay.
What is the definition of gay?
Now I sense the sarcasm out of you, Doc, and I don't like it.
Royce Lopez.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing?
Why does the Brazilian wax have a handle?
Are you getting a doctor
to get to the other side?
Classify it as gay? Stuff.
Yes.
Do you need a doctor to be called gay? Like, you are medically determined to be gay.
Yeah, there's a gene now. I'm pretty sure.
There's a gene.
Or you fell asleep watching Jurassic Park.
So this event has a gay gene.
You're talking about Jurassic Park while John is bending over on a stool right now.
John is bending over on a stool.
I can't be the
squid. Wait, what if I fart?
You better not fart,
John.
John is worried about farting in this
Why
situation.
Why isn't Nate recording this?
Nathan is recording this.
He's worried.
Wait, what are you guys going to do with the hair?
Huh? Eat it.
Save it.
You need to make a beard out of it and put it on him.
That's right. We should make a beard out of the hair and put it on your face.
Hang on. It's still really hot.
I like the ideas.
Scorch
his ass. Who cares?
Shut the fuck up.
Or cover up some of the bald spots.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Oh, hold on. Are we doing the asshole or the taint?
We're both. We're going from asshole
John,
to taint.
You take my hippo juice
person off your back. I don't want wax on that. That is a Beanie Baby. You know those are collectibles?
All right, shut up, Marie. Nobody cares about that.
Longer, so because it's hard wax, and therefore there are no strips involved, and you must pull it off once it is solid.
All right, let's do it.
But it's still really, it's too
hot.
Fine. It's too hot.
I'm sure it's fine.
No, I'm serious.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, Tiffany, we only have a minute left. We're going to have to do a bonus show then.
No, we'll go a little late. Just let's get this on his ass.
Well, we got to get out. We got to get out of
here. We got to get a soul flow.
How are we pulling this thing off?
Dude, you got to pull that plug.
No, we pull it off.
They're going to get pissed at us.
All right, so shall I read some plugs?
All right, so listeners, thank you for listening to us on SoFlow. If you guys are listening to us on that, if you want to continue listening to the rest of the show, stick with us on Edge FM.
Marie's
going
to talk over Joel.
Shut up, Marie. I'm actually trying to. Jesus.
Because vote for Hippo Juice Film in the web show category of the Shorty Awards. And if you vote for us, we'll plug a company. Ustream. Vote for Hippo Juice on Ustream.tv/HippoJuice, and you can listen to us on SoFlow Radio or EdgeFM.net or Stitcher or We Hear Us or even Ruthless.
Hey, Tiffany, stop yapping while Marie's trying to do the plugs,
she
all right?
She can't hear you because it's all me all the time. So you can listen to HippoJuice.com, which is our main website with our blogs and bios and videos and podcasts and more. Or you can listen to Geekerdome, which has us plus just a couple of G's, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, which is back from hiatus, Toy Break Nights at the Guild Web, comics like Times Like This, and blogs like Murderface and Sue Gott's Stay Black Studios. You could read our forums. It's on MJMandalay.com or Geekerdome. You could like our fan page. It's www.hippojuice.com.
Okay, we're applying.
You could also like our group page. So just search for Hippo Juice on Facebook.
You know what? Let's start applying. We're applying to his butt right now, guys, just so you know what's happening over here.
I'm going to apply our Hippo Juice Twitter accounts, which are Hippo Juice, Hippo Juice Film, Marie, John's Epitome, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice John, and Office Hulk, all on Twitter.
What
follow
am I doing?
Us.
I'm not drunk enough to do this.
Okay, we're
my God, this is hot!
The sir, wax
hot,
is on his taint and
his John, shut up. Because
somebody give him a mic.
John, he has a mic.
Okay, good.
John, there's plugs that I'm reading, so shut up.
Oh, it looks like he has dingleberries.
Dutch and Roy's show is on 10 p.m. on Sundays till midnight.
There's just globs of wax between his taint and ass.
I am throwing away this underwear.
It's being applied to his ass.
John, just take your pants off or
Tiffany,
your underwear off.
I'm seeing a little extra glob hanging down.
That's fine. That's good for it. That's how you pull it.
You know, with the camera view that
we
have here, John's
microphone
looks like something about to go in his ass.
Well, it is.
Hey, Dutch.
Has anyone else noticed that or just me?
No, leave it.
Dutch.
You're so
is this
right.
Turning you on?
What's up, Cakes?
I'm doing this for you, Dutch.
You're doing it for me?
For you, my friend. Oh, there's so much wax in his
Why
did
you just take your pants off? Why does Tiffany have to hold your underwear off the side?
I don't want nudity on Ustream, Dutch.
Hold on. Shut up. Tiffany, why are you putting so much wax in John's butt?
Have you seen how much hair there's there?
So I can make a fart bubble.
To make sure. You better not.
Wait, if I fart, will I make a bubble?
Ow! Oh, she just slapped the shit out of him.
Did you just slap the shit out of him?
She's a sadistic chick. I kind of like Tiffany.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Whipping wax off a dude's snack.
So what's gonna happen before you do it?
Tiffany, blow it. Tiffany, blow it dry.
So
blow it dry.
So you're blowing his asshole.
Blow it dry.
Is my asshole gonna like pull out?
You should have brought a fan to go with the geisha outfit so you could have fanned it dry.
I forgot my fan.
Tiffany, is this gonna make him pink sock?
What if I showed her my gaping asshole?
Is this gonna make me pink sock?
Is this gonna make his anything go inside out?
Do you idiots want to hurry this up before another commercial plays?
All right, guys, you ready?
No, by the way, anybody who
it
knows
it has to dry.
No, I'm not ready for
it
this.
It has to dry.
I'll punch it out.
It's gonna happen whenever it dries. So, Ryan, you better just wait.
Just sit through the commercial. Ryan, it's called.
Oh my
it's
God,
called.
What the
by
hell?
By the way, listeners, if you want to watch it without any interruptions as far as commercials go, it's called Mozilla Firefox with Ad Blocker Plus app.
There you go.
Wait, what's going on?
Are we ready to rip it?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not ready for this.
How close are we?
I'm not ready. We're getting close.
It's
getting
almost
close.
Dry.
Oh, all right, no. Do we have a countdown going?
Oh,
no.
She's not going to do it all in one. She's going to do, like, several times.
Are we talking,
like,
a minute?
Yeah, like she's been doing all night.
Or 2 minutes.
She's blowing it dry right
she's
now.
She's literally
I love the fact
blowing,
she's blowing into his
she's
asshole.
She's blowing air
is this
into
sex,
John's
is this sexual?
Red eagle.
Is he getting aroused from this?
No.
I am.
From a doctor's perspective.
I'm so hard right now. I'm so turned on.
From a doctor's perspective.
I'm going to need a lot of therapy.
What is going on right now?
The DSM does not cover this.
No, I don't think it does.
Atticus in the chat room says this is so
oh
hot.
God,
are we ready to rip?
No.
Is it hard enough?
Yeah, yeah, it almost is.
Is John hard enough?
No.
I couldn't be harder.
Tiffany,
you're going to make him a eunuch.
Can you see?
Ah!
Unholy scream I've ever heard.
There's still more.
It sounds like an air tank leaking.
Oh, it looks like a hairy scab, Marie.
You know, after watching this, I'm starting to agree with SOPA and PIPA. Someone has to watch over the internet.
Oh, there's chunks of wax still in his asshole. She's picking out wax from his ass.
Don't worry, you'll poop it out later.
There's neighbors, John. Be decent. Guys, that's all the time we have. We're wrapping up. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys listening. We will definitely see you.
He now has PTSD.
We will see you next week. Thank you for listening. Show me on Ustream. Nathan filmed some of it. We'll put that up on YouTube. All right, guys. See you next week.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice?